What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And this is episode 52 of Take a Chance Podcast. How you feeling, Nate?
Feeling good.
Bro, 52.
52 is crazy. You said, what did you say before we started the episode?
Someone, after this episode comes out, someone could watch one of our episodes every week for a year.
No, that's crazy.
That's kind of cool if you think about it.
That's a milestone, though.
Yeah.
That's
a little bit, yeah.
That's for sure a milestone.
But, hey.
Yeah, today.
Today.
This guy waited his turn.
Yeah, he did. He hit us up a minute ago.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You said, I'm not going to say you. For the people watching, he said that he's been watching us for like a year.
Yeah.
So it's dope to finally, you know, get on here with you. Yeah. We got Lil Lev.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lil Lev. Lil Lev underscore 21.
On Instagram. Yeah, give him the plugs for show.
Give the plugs right away.
Give the plugs. Wait
till the end. Just kind of jump into like a little bit of your upbringing. You know, what were you doing as a kid before music came into the play? What were your hobbies?
Shoot, football. I was playing football. I was actually doing like performing arts, kind of. Like when I was growing up, I was always in like some choir, like I actually did like the musical in eighth grade in the middle school, and I was like the leading role.
What was it?
Shoot, that's, I was saving that for Narwhal. Say, no, let me stop. I was Prince Eric. I was Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, bro, I was like the first black Prince Eric.
Damn,
bro.
You were ahead of your time.
Bro, on God. On
because
God,
on God, on God. Then we had the, she was, who was it? Who was it that played her? The
mermaid?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Who just played Ariel in the new
one? I want to say it was DDG's girlfriend, or it might have been, been the other one.
Haley?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Haley, I think Bailey? Haley Bailey?
I'm Haley.
Something like that.
I think it was.
Halle Berry? No.
It wasn't Halle Berry.
Halle Bailey. Yeah, that's her name. Yeah, you were ahead of your time.
She does have a sister. Yeah.
He beat her to it.
Yeah, I did. I did. That was like back in like 2014. I don't know. It was OBJ year. I know that for sure. That's you remember
that's
where
you
were.
Know you're into sports.
At the time where OBJ made that three-handed catch. You
it
remember.
It was whatever year LeBron came back from 3-1. It was
you
whatever year.
When you first saw that. I'm sorry. You just got to.
Facts. That's how you know you're a sports fan. It's whatever year LeBron came back from 3-1.
Do you have like any like memories of like what's your biggest memory of like, oh, I was here when that happened?
Ooh, Kobe. Kobe for sure. I feel like that's like cliche, but like I feel like everybody remembers when Kobe, when they found out that Kobe passed.
Just stopped.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. Bro, like, yeah. Like, dude. I was somewhere weird. It wasn't even weird. It was just random. Like, I was at like one of my homeboys' like dorm rooms and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and he was actually at the rival school. We were both playing football for, rival schools. Huh?
Where were you playing at?
Oh, I was playing at Adrian. Like, okay. Adrian. Yeah.
Do you know Walter Turner?
Bro, that's a big team.
He went to Siena Heights.
Oh. We did scrimmage them. We did scrimmage them.
So if you saw him, you probably know. That's my homie. Shout out, bro.
But I don't know. But we normally like didn't like whenever Siena Heights people tried to like come and party with us, they didn't allow that.
I
like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's already a private school. Yeah, you can't come in here and try to take all the hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it was. Like, that was, like, the rules.
But, hey,
like,
that's
I was
normal
definitely on the
college
Heights,
shit,
though.
Though.
Yeah, that, no, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Like, that was, they were really serious about that shit.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit, though. Especially, like, Hockey House and shit. But the Hockey House was lit back then. Shout out to the Hockey House at Adrian.
We just bounced to that off of the
Kobe
my
where
bad.
You were at.
Oh, Kobe. Yeah,
no, you're good. It's just funny. Because I was going to say, before you started talking about that, I was going to say there's three deaths that I had in my mind. That's Mike, Kobe, and Juice.
Yeah, those are three big ones.
Mike, bro.
I remember
Jackson.
Where I was.
Michael
when Mike
Jackson,
died.
Bro.
Michael Jackson.
I was like, bro, I was at daycare. I was literally at daycare.
You remember being
I was at daycare.
Crazy.
My mom came in crying. My mom is the biggest Michael Jackson fan I've, like, bro, ever. I promise you, ever. She came into the daycare crying, like,
damn.
Picking me up from daycare. She came in, and she was crying. Bro, think about that. Like, we were so young.
Well, bro, the thing, I didn't know
I was
who he was.
Like, bro, what?
I wasn't hip before he died.
What year was
you
that?
Knew, you probably 2009. Knew a song. You probably just didn't know.
I knew Jackson 5 songs. I didn't know we Billie were like Jean. Young though. We I didn't know like Thriller. 10 or no, like yeah.
We had to be at least be like 9. Eight.
It was 2009. Eight. It was 2009. Yes, we like it was hold August on, 2009.
Cuz I yeah. I think I was I think we were actually like 7, bro.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Yeah, I think we were like actually 7.
Eight. Well, when's your birthday?
My birthday is February 22nd.
I'm 3 days older than you.
February 22nd.
I'm the 19th.
I don't know what.
You're lit, bro. You're
Pisces.
You're lit.
What
you're
up, bro?
Hey, Pisces gay. For sure. You don't meet a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, type shit. He's a Pisces, too.
Oh, yeah. You a March?
Yeah.
My mom's a March Pisces.
Fuck out of here.
My dog is actually a March Pisces, too.
I'm not like
I don't even be on that zodiac shit, bro. Like usually when somebody be like, "Oh, you a Pisces," I'd be like, "That's just so stupid."
Oh, I don't give a fuck either.
But like, I know my sign and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care.
But I really.
Oh, go ahead.
My bad.
You said you were big on football, like NFL.
Hell yeah.
You a big Lions fan?
Hell yeah. I've been waiting for that. I used to like get emotional just thinking about it. Like last year, like I would remember I was like driving to work, bro. I was like tearing up just thinking about the shit. Like I was like, damn, like bro, like we actually like might do it. Cause like all like the whole off season that year, I was like saying like everybody kept on asking me like who you got in the Super Bowl. I was like, low key, bro. I'm not gonna even lie. Like, I'm not saying we like win that bitch or like make it, but I'm saying like I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions made it to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, like they got a squad. Like last year, I was like, bro. Like, when you think about like from a standpoint of like who everybody we just brought in and our roster, just looking at the roster, we were like, bro, like. We line up with, like, some of the best rosters in the NFL, like the Ravens and the 49ers, bro. Like, even say the Browns, because the Browns have a solid roster, too.
Hey, two
it's
things.
Hard, it's wild to say, are, but, like, the Browns roster is like
two,
that.
Two things. One, Aleem McNeil, who has worn currency clothing. I saw a recent interview. He was excited with the new Bengals guy coming in. Yeah. That shit's going to be fucking wild. And the Browns, actually, my cousin works for the Cleveland Browns, so that it's cool that they're both kind of...
I mean,
Deshaun Watson's a dog.
Yeah, but the Browns, I don't know. I'm just iffy on them. I can't trust them. You know what I mean?
I'm not a big Browns fan either, there's but, like, not... I just... They have a lot them. Of, like, talent on the defensive side.
The only time I'm cheering for the other team that's versing the Cleveland Browns, it'll be the Lions. Like, there's no other team that I will cheer to beat the Browns, you know? Let the Browns have it, brother.
I feel you. They're literally like the Lions part two.
The Lions, the Packers, dude.
Bro, fuck the Packers, bro. Fuck them. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you live in Wisconsin or Green Bay, but, like, seriously, like, fuck the Packers. It could literally be any other Wisconsin team. I don't mind the Badgers, but fuck the Packers.
Fuck the Packers. My dad's a big Minnesota fan, so I grew up with
them. Fuck the Vikings, too. I like the Vikings more than I like the Packers, but fuck the Packers.
I hate the Packers, but they got a solid roster.
Yeah.
Fuck them. I don't even.
Jordan Love is a dog.
To be honest, bro, I don't like. Jordan Love, bro.
I don't trust them. I don't like the same thing. I kind of trust the Lions, like, right now. Like, I've never
proved it.
Full like trust in the Lions.
I trust the Lions.
Can I?
Though,
they
like,
proved it
last season.
They proved
hurt,
it
man.
Because it, but it can, did. It
I mean,
did.
But they got on. They only
it was
got
a
better.
Hard pill to swallow when it happened.
They though. Only that got better though.
Yeah. That helmet catch, dude.
Wild.
What yeah. Nah. Yeah.
That's another. I remember where the fuck I was when that bullshit happened.
To be honest, that game I was like, that was like one of the first like Super Bowls that I was like actually like I went to an event to watch and I was like, oh shit, like this is like I wasn't even processing like everything of like football, you know what I'm saying,
bro? We were 10 minutes away. We were up by 2 touchdowns.
Oh,
we had that game won.
Oh, y'all talking about the Lions helmet catch?
Oh, what are you talking about?
When you say helmet catch, I automatically
the Giants?
About like
the oh Giants. Yeah, he's an old head.
Yeah, nah.
So like if I said the block, I could be talking about LeBron's. He might fuck around
no,
and think Tayshaun.
I'm talking like against the 49ers.
Oh that, no, no, that shit was that shit was perfectly ass, bro. Like I was so bad, bro, because he played good defense.
It was the
he
best
did
defense
what he was
that
supposed
dude
to
had
do.
Played that
no,
day.
No, for real, he did what he was supposed to do, and then fuck it, Brandon, bro, fuck you. I'm sorry. Fuck the 49ers, bro. Honestly, bro, I never liked them. You know what was like the moment I did not like the 49ers? It was like the signature moment. And it was like, bro, like, I don't, you remember Jim Schwartz?
Yeah.
It was like back in like 2011. We played the 49ers and like they beat us. And it was a close game, I think. Like, it was a close game. It was a good game. And like him and Jim Schwartz got into it. And I was like young. So like that really got me hyped. You know what I'm saying? So like ever since then, I was like, man, fuck the 49ers and fuck Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
and
I didn't.
Ironically, like.
Are you a Michigan fan?
No.
Go I'm green.
Sorry. Yeah, go green.
Oh, you're not a Sparty fan?
You're not big into college.
Don't. Let's not talk about it. It's completely. Because this is going to be a whole 2-hour podcast, bro, because I will defend to the death, bro. Don't play with me.
What team? Sick, what team? Go. Ugly one. Ohio State.
Stop it. Go Bucks.
Oh,
go
okay. Bucks. That's fine. Yes, sir. Over Michigan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Oh, go fuck
Bucks.
Out of here.
Go Bucks.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
Bucks. Go Bucks.
Hey, I remember where I was. The punt. There's trouble with the snap. That was my dad. Hey.
Nah, man. For real. That's crazy.
Hey, I was going to say this, though. San Francisco 49ers. Who was the last team to make a championship in Detroit? It was the Detroit Tigers. Who beat them? The San Francisco Giants.
Oh, you talking about back in like
that was the last time like, in Detroit.
Wasn't that 2012? That wasn't was like recent, 10 years but ago. It was like yeah, it was
2012.
Yeah, 2012. Yeah, damn.
That was
damn.
The last time we were in like the finals, Stanley time Cup, World Series,
time
whatever.
Is moving quick, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
Oh, I cried when we lost. I'm not
oh
gonna
yeah,
lie.
Bro. I damn near cried when we lost against the NFC I Championship, too, yeah. Bro. I was fighting them bitches, bro.
See, that's how the Pistons are for me, bro. Like, when the Pistons finally make the finals, I will sob. I will cry.
I would cry, too. Oh, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I would cry. But, like, you know, I feel like our time, if it's not this year, it's coming soon. Because, like, the Super Bowl is in Detroit in 2028. I feel like we got to at least win one before or at least that year.
Did y'all go to
Is Goff a solid quarterback in 2020.
He's made a Super Bowl before.
In 2028.
And me personally, I'm very hard on
5 years.
I'm very hard on Jared Goff. You know, I have a nickname for Jared Goff.
What's that?
And I like Jared Goff, but I have a nickname for him when he pissed me off.
What's that?
It's G League Jared.
Ooh.
Because he be pissing me off, and I didn't trust him when the Lions first did it. I was like, Hendon Hooker, let's get it. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, Jared Goff, he played really solid this season.
Oh, he had a great year.
He had a great year. And, like, even the previous year, bro, like.
He had a good year.
I remember I went to, like, a Lions game when we won, like, 3 games. Like, now my girl, she had surprised me with Lions tickets for, like, Christmas or some shit. And we had went, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to lose. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love the Lions, but, like, We're going to lose. We were playing the Cardinals, and they were, like. They 13-1 at the time, or 12-2. Yeah, or they were really good at the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kyler Murray was balling. He was an MVP candidate and shit. So I was like, we're gonna lose bad. I was like, shit. But you know what I'm saying? It might be a good game. We've been in games all year. You know what I'm saying? So we went. We blew them niggas out, bro. Like we.
Doesn't bro, like cool when that happens?
Every Lions game I've went to, we've won.
Damn,
they don't even know I'm their good luck charm, bro. They need to actually handle me, bro.
Go to the Super Bowl.
They need to help me, bro. They need to handle me, bro. Every Lions game I've went to, they've won.
They'll fuck around and beat the Lakers.
Yeah,
or
bro.
Celtics.
Golden State, they always beat Curry. Not always, but they'll beat Curry.
Once a year, they beat Steph.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Every year, the Pistons play the Warriors, they beat Steph. And I always talk shit to Sean Dunn about it. Because Sean Dunn's like, see you in the playoffs, bitch. You're a fucker.
No.
Because it's true.
You be playing fantasy football, you said?
Yeah.
Playing, like, Dynasty or, like, just, like, the normal, like, redraft every
year?
Nah,
we just do a normal redraft every year. It's me and a couple buddies from, like, college and high school. We just get in the league.
Type shit?
Yeah. My first year ever playing, I actually, like, and these guys have been playing since, like, high school and shit. My first year ever playing, like, I won a championship. So like
usually
you know what I'm saying,
I,
yeah. So like I felt like I, cause like I'm very solid on like I know my football shit.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying. Like, so like we would always get into these debates, bro. And, like, they were like, join our fantasy football league. So I was like, all right, bet. I got the hang of it.
Yeah.
And I won that bitch. And it was like, okay, boom. Last year, I didn't do so well. But, like, I mean, you know, my first year playing that bitch, I won that bitch. It speaks for itself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Check my resume. Type shit.
100%.
You're like, you know what I'm saying?
One
like,
for that's, one, that's motherfucker. Crazy.
I'm in a dynasty league, so like we can trade like future like draft picks. Like I can get like first round picks.
Oh, yeah. You in that like 3 year shit or 5 year shit? It's yeah.
Called, the app's called Sleeper.
Yeah. No, I know people who be doing that. Yeah, I'm like, damn. Like that's, no, it's fun, but like that's, to me, sometimes I feel like I don't even be having enough time for like fantasy draft or, I mean, not even fantasy, but like football. Fantasy football.
Yeah.
Sometimes like update my rosters and shit. Yeah. So like I feel like the dynasty is just like, you know what I'm saying? Plus like you gotta have some cheese on that for the dynasty. You know what I'm saying?
I actually don't play. I wanna get into it.
Oh really? Fantasy basketball? I love it.
Bro, like I feel like
I love it.
Like even when girls play fantasy football, like they know the sport now.
Yeah.
Like because you're looking for your player. You want to watch your player play. Right. You know what I'm saying?
They just want Travis Kelce. And he gets points. He gets a lot of points.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I know this one girl. She's been playing fantasy football longer than me. Like, she faithfully does that shit every year. And she, I don't know how good she is, but, like.
We were talking about it up at school. We were like, we should let our girlfriends draft our teams.
Like, no, I seen, like, videos on, like, people who do that. Like, do a girlfriend draft.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's, like, that'd be cool until, like, you get, like, one girl who's just, like, OP. Because, like, her boyfriend makes her watch football with her every day.
Well, would yours?
Well, no.
And this year would be the year to do it, bro. Like, did you see that stretch? Like, towards the end of the year where you got, like, the college football playoff and the NFL? Like, on bro, like, we have, like, 7 straight days of, like, straight football or some shit. It's, like,
crazy.
I'm
so excited. I think Michigan State's going to be decent in football this year. Not, they're not going to be Ohio State or Michigan level, but we'll be all right.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
We should be at least 500.
Didn't they just get like, who's that quarterback?
We got the number one recruit in the transfer portal. Oregon State quarterback. That kid's going to be a dog. I forgot
his name. Nice, bro. He's nice.
Well, we got their coach, too. Oregon State's old coach.
And he changed that program around.
I'm not going to lie. I really thought we were going to get Urban Meyer.
Hell no.
That was a rumor. He went. He
hell
went
no. I'm you, telling he's you. Not leaving Ohio State where he lost to y'all with the little windmill shit.
Oh, that
bro.
Shit was
fuck
hilarious.
That kicker.
Oh, my
man,
God.
Man, fuck that shit. I'm still mad at Urban for not giving Zeke the ball.
That might have been worse than not giving it to Marshawn.
Bro, like, no. He was, bro, he had like 4 carries or some weird shit. It was like he was a Heisman candidate front runner, and then he was balling all season. And then
who was quarterback?
One game,
huh? At that point, who was quarterback? Braxton Miller?
Hell no, not,
JT Barrett?
Not at that time. You had, I think, Cord.
We had Connor Cook. Connor Cook
was
our
JT at the time.
Barrett, yeah.
I think it was JT.
They were trusting him because he was a dog at the time.
Well,
he was making
a dog his first year. His second year was kind of like shaky, but like
but
he was,
Sparty
he
was
good.
So their secondary was so good. It was like they were going.
No,
home,
like
you know?
We, bro, our secondary was crazy. We had, bro. Oh my God! If you look at like Ohio State players in the league, every single one of them are like the highest paid.
No fly zone, brother. No fly
zone.
Highest
paid. Bro, I'm sorry. The no fly zone, when you think about the no fly zone, think about Ohio State versus Michigan State's no fly zone, right?
And we fucked them up. We won. Windmill.
Here, this is what we do, right? Look at all those players in the league compared to all the players that Ohio State had. Okay, yes, you got Malik Hooker. You got Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
You got Eli Apple, okay, is he the best corner ever? No, but he's still in the league, and he's still on a new team every year or whatever.
People
what he do?
I'm saying he's in the league. He's a Michigan dude.
See, this is how I feel. You want me to be personal about how I feel?
Uh-oh.
I feel like DPJ shouldn't have went to Michigan, bro. I feel like that kind of ruined his draft stock. I feel like he would, in his top 5, he was like Florida, Florida State, Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State.
Where do you think he should have gone?
Florida State, okay. Florida, or Ohio State. Anywhere that throws the fucking ball.
Yeah,
that's you true. Went. You're the number one receiver in the country, and you went to a primarily run school. These niggas damn near run the ball just as much as Georgia Tech. Like, what? Okay, they got a spread, a couple spread formations or two, but he was the number two receiver on that team.
Yeah.
And I feel like DPJ would have been the best receiver. And he would have been a first rounder if he went to Ohio State. Because look at, bro, like, coach.
I knew it was going to get back to Ohio
State. No, but, like, be honest. Be honest. Be honest. Be honest. You got, what's his name, bro? Bro, I usually know his name off rip, bro. But our wide receivers coach. Oh, Brian Hartline. He's the best wide receivers coach in all of college football. Yeah. He played for the Browns. He was straight. He was a role player, but like he was straight. He was a dog. He's a dog of a coach. Look at, and if you say anything otherwise, look at all the receivers in the past since he's been there: Michael Thomas, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave.
Yep, that was who I was about to say.
Yeah, that
Jackson
was
Smith Ajigba. Okay, I'm not even done. I'm gapping. Marvin Harrison.
We haven't seen him. Play, I'm excited to see how he does.
I'm missing people too. I know I'm missing a lot of people, bro. Because we literally wide receiver you damn near at this point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, what? like it's not even. It's not even like a case at this point. You know they got another one coming. You know Jeremiah Smith. He a problem. You don't know about him, but you will this year. I promise you.
Is Ohio State beat Michigan this year?
Yes.
Yeah. Michigan, it's going to be a whole new team now, dude.
Yes. It doesn't matter.
I think they got – I like Donovan Edwards, and I like – what's that corner? The corner, bro. Number – he's from here, too. He's from Michigan. The corner, bro. What's his name? Bro, I usually know this.
I couldn't tell you.
Bro, y'all got a solid corner. He's the best corner in all of college football, bro.
Michigan State?
Michigan.
Oh, I'm out
of Michigan. University of Michigan.
Talking about number zero?
No. Bro, I can't even think of it right now. I'm having a brain fart.
Patterson?
Nah, bro. He's... Bro.
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up. It's so quick. Bro,
I can always cut this little part out too.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I
you're
figured
good.
That
you're good. You cut out shit all the time.
For real. You know how many people walked in the last episode?
Will Johnson.
Okay, that's
Will
that's
Johnson.
Bell,
actually. Are you talking about the Will Johnson. Steelers? No, he's on Michigan right now. He's at Michigan right now. Yeah, he's bro. He is there. I think that's y'all best player. I think that's Michigan's best player, bro, on their whole entire team. He is the best player.
They still got to find a freaking quarterback. We don't even have a quarterback.
Travis Hunter is nice, but I think Will Johnson is, like, the best corner, like, the most solid corner in all of football.
When Travis Hunter is a dog.
Travis Hunter is a dog, though. He's a dog. I think he might be the best player in all of college football.
Yeah. I like Deion's son.
Shador or Shiloh, they both nice.
The one that's
quarterback.
Quarterback.
Nah,
Shador
is nice.
Shador is nice.
I like his poise. He's very calm.
I mean, they had a bad year though. They were talking a lot of shit.
Yeah. A little unfocused.
Yeah, but dude.
But I feel like that's their niche.
They went 6-6.
I know, but you want to.
Oh, they went like 4-8.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm not saying you don't, but the way, like, that was supposed to be a new program, winning games, and they're not.
I think that's prime. That's prime. That's how he coached. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you got to think about it. He's not coaching, like, he's coaching these kids based off of their environment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like Nick Saban or, you know what I'm
saying? I'm sorry to cut you off. While you said Nick Saban, because I was going to say this earlier. I had a theory that Nick Saban was going to go to Colorado and coach with Prime when he left Alabama. I thought that was going to happen first.
Bro, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I'm not gonna lie to you. I just thought that. I thought if Saban was gonna do anything, I thought he was gonna go to the league. I thought he was gonna coach the Patriots. If that, if anything was gonna,
that
would
have been funny.
I don't know.
Like, that would have been fucked up.
It might not. But if, him and any, Bill if Belichick he was gonna like go besties. Somewhere else, well, that's why.
BFFs.
Like Bill Belichick, it like gives him the okay
they
to go do it.
Get their toes done again.
You know, like Nick Saban carries on now. Yeah. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? They
and if
gossip,
we're being honest,
they be gossiping and shit.
The Alabama of the NFL is the New England Patriots, and if we're talking the Patriots of college football are probably yeah, Bama. Exactly.
Or the well, now they more so looking like University of Miami. Now they looking like Miami because Miami used to be the shit back in like the early 2000s and the 90s and shit.
Oh
like,
yeah. I get what
now
you're saying.
They just
yeah
they okay
yeah Bama's you know like. Saying? Bama's like 49ers, we'll say.
I was about to say that.
Because they're someone that's been good for a while, you know? Yeah. But they're not like
49ers always
the fucking Chiefs.
No, 49ers always. I say 49ers are always nice. I did. The one thing I will say when I liked about the 49ers, I did like when Colin Kaepernick used to run all over the fucking Packers.
Kaepernick was dope.
Every time he played the Packers, he ran all over them niggas, bro. Like, every single time. He burnt and beat them too in the playoffs every single time.
Right. I remember.
And it made me so happy. I was a Colin Kaepernick fan back then at that time. I still hated the 49ers, but like, bro, yeah. Colin used to run all over the Packers,
dope.
Bro.
Kaepernick was dope.
Lit. He was lit.
Kind of like jump into the music now, you
yes,
know?
Sir.
What really.
Favorite part.
What really inspired you or like motivated you to start making music? Because I think before we got on air, he said something like, yeah, like, you know, I didn't think I was going to be an artist or something, it was something like that.
Oh, yeah. He was saying the stuff that he grew up watching, it's kind of like very hip-hop music influence.
Okay.
I didn't even like I will say that like I didn't even grow up like thinking like I'd be a rapper for real. Like I did always have like in the back of my mind a stage and you're like always performing and shit.
Yeah.
But like I didn't think I was going to be, like, you know, like, heavy into, like, music for real. I always went, my head was so stuck on football. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, football this, football that. I was just stuck on football.
Yeah.
So, I say, like, I always did, like, have, like, a thing for music. Like, I was always inspired. Like, music will always drive me. And, like, even for football, like, I always had my, you know what I'm saying? Like, my itch to just, like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's that time now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I did see myself like performing, but like nothing like crazy like how I'm like I didn't expect myself to be actually like making like music and shit and like actually like doing it as a passion and like being good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you start though?
I actually started like are you talking about like taking it serious or like when I wrote my first rhyme or something?
I guess both. You know, like,
I feel like
as a kid, did you like writing? Like, in like,
yeah,
English
I feel like, I feel like every rapper has had like that first bar that they wrote, whether it was like, it was 9.5 times out of 10, it was definitely ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, 100%.
We all don't let a rapper tell you that he doesn't remember it. He remembers that shit.
Oh, no,
100%. He remembers that shit. He might not remember everything, but he remembers, like, the bars that he thought was cold for real. Because I do.
Everyone has been ass at one point.
Everybody. But like, when I started taking it serious, was, like, for real when I was, like, I want to say, like, 20 or 19. Like, I had just came back from college. You know what I'm saying? I was playing football in college. And it was during the COVID shit. And you know what I'm saying? When I'm in school, like, I have to be, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I found out, like, in college that I have to be, like, up in the front type shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to learn, like, up in the front or I'm just, like, on bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, the online classing and shit, like, it was really easy to cheat. Don't get me wrong. But, like, it was just, like, dead. And then they was talking about, like, having a half a season or maybe canceling the season when we came back. So I was like, that shit dead for real.
It's no point. Hard taking classes.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely go back or, like, I do community college. I told my parents. And the one thing they definitely, like, supported me because I told them I wanted to get into music for real. And because, like, I was actually, how it would actually made me start rapping was I was in college and I was taking this radio class, this TV radio class, and we would have, like, it would grant us 24/7 access to the studio down in Adrian. So I was like, shit. And you're like, okay, we just bullshitting.
Yeah.
And, like, my homies was like, bro, like, because we were just freestyling shit. And, like, my homies were like, bro, like, realistically, bro, like, real shit, nigga, like, you 5'7", you 5'7", 5'6", you know what I'm saying? Like, we at a D3 college right now, my nigga, like, you need to be doing this. Like, you need to be doing this for real. And, like, you know what I'm saying? It was all cool and shit until, like, we actually started doing that shit, like, damn near every night. Like, it was fun to us going to the studio. We used to look forward to it. Sometimes we would go to a party, you know, we'd be lit, you know what I'm saying, drunk, high, you know what I'm saying, then we go straight to the studio and just, you know, crank it. All of those songs were ass, bro. Like, they're ass as fuck.
Feel you.
Ass as fuck.
I want to hear something after this.
But, like,
yeah.
Nah, ass as fuck, but, like, when I came home, ironically, like, I was just, like, doing, I remember doing, like, it was during COVID, I was doing, like, Instacart or some shit. I was in the grocery store, and this dude, he walked up to me. He was like, hey, you rap? I was like, yeah. He was like, hey, I got a studio, $60 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Studio time. I was like, all right, bet. And, like, I remember on break, like, my bad. I'm going.
No,
I'm,
I was
going
to say, like, we're 50 over here, so come over here. Come over with 50. No, I'm just
No, but, like, I feel like, I was like, I was talking to my mans a while back, like, on, it was like midwinter break that year for college. And we was, he was like, hey, bro, like, yeah, like, I feel like I'd be really cool at this music shit. And I was like, bro, like, I was actually rapping with some homies at college. Like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me know when you're trying to do this shit. So, like, when bro handed me that business card, that was the first nigga I called. You know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, let's go to the studio and let's cook up some shit. And we did just that. And that led to another opportunity working to with another engineer, a way better engineer. So, like, it was, that was lit, bro. Like, I started, really, I like to say I really started rapping back with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's when I really started, like, taking the shit serious and seeing, like, okay, like, bro, like, I could probably, like, you know what I'm saying, like, have a future in this. Or, like, I probably, like, I could see myself doing this. Or, you know what I'm saying? Not even from, like, a financial standpoint. Just, like, this shit makes me happy. And I like the influence. Like, I would like to have an influence on somebody. Like, with my music. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
When someone walks up to you and goes, oh, I know what you're doing. I like that.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good.
You know what I'm saying? That's the best feeling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Most rewarding feeling, for
sure. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
That's more than money, in my opinion.
100%. 100%.
Supporting your product. What's the average, like, studio session look like for you? Like, are you punching in, you writing? What do you
a little bit of both, honestly. Because, like, I'll write. Like, sometimes, like, I'll get inspired at home and I'll just write. You know what I'm saying? I might be in the car. You know what I'm saying? I just pull over and I just start writing. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, sometimes when I'm at a writer's block, you know what I'm saying? And we be like, hey, bro, we still need to get in the studio. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Dave right here, my manager, he'll be like, we still need to get in the studio. You know what I'm saying? So I'll go to the studio, got a freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Then we got to punch some shit. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's been. You know what I'm saying? I had to get used to that because, like, I wasn't used to doing that. I've always wrote. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when what happens when you're at a writer's block? You got to adapt. Like, you know what I'm saying? You still got to put shit out. You know what I'm saying? So.
You just stole one of my questions for later in the episode.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Nah, yeah, like, still got to adapt, you know what I'm saying, and still hit the studio and, like, you know, record. You got to have something on wax, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
For real.
I like that term.
You already had, he said, I like that term.
I like that term, something on wax.
You have some singles out, and you dropped a project, Live, Love, Leb. What really, like, inspired that one?
Yeah, that's so, like,
dope.
Live,
Love, Leb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, Live, Love, Leb, like, it all started with, that's like a 1.5. So, like, the first one was really, like, that was really, like, it's, to me, I feel like it's self-explanatory. Like, Live, Love, Leb is, like, literally, like, my me living, like where I'm currently at right now, and like my love life of like wherever I'm at in my love life right now, whether it be hoeing or like a fresh heartbreak or I might be in love or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And then there's Leb. You know what I'm saying? Leb is just me. You know what I'm saying? The goofy, genuine, like, you know, let's lit. Let's lit. You know what I'm saying? Let's get lit. Let's turn up. You know what I'm saying? So like, I think that's like a good mix of both. And I always try to like, for any Live Love Leb project I do or I've done, I've always tried to like, you know, incorporate those three factors into those. So
what would you say, or the stuff that you can speak on, at least like your upcoming music for people that are watching, when should they be like expecting new music from you? Or like,
I definitely say, cause like we were trying to work together a project. We were trying to put together a project and we were kind of spitballing on what we should do next. So definitely expect some singles before, like definitely in the summer, definitely expect some singles in the summer. Or maybe a little 3-song EP or 4-song EP by the end of summer. So for sure.
Type shit.
What would you say your biggest weakness is as an artist? Like something you know you can improve on or want to improve on in this upcoming year?
Definitely like procrastination. Procrastination.
Oh, easily. I feel you.
Easily. Like it's so easy to procrastinate. That's why we got to stop doing it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you can, and even as an artist, bro, like, you hold so much shit in just because, like, you get tired of it. Like, all right, you don't even think it's good no more because you might have grown as an artist.
For
you know
real.
What I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? That's what he tells me all the time. He's like, bro, stop. Just drop it, bro, because that's actually hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I'm like, that shit ass now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I think definitely, like, procrastination, even though, like, if you might feel like you got some shit that's ass, bro, drop it. Because when you drop your next shit, they can see the progression. You know what I'm saying? Real. So, like, I think that was like my biggest thing when I first started making music. I wanted you to know every song, like not every song. I just wanted you to tell every song there was progression. Like every song that I dropped, there was progression.
Yeah.
Like every single one. So that was like the biggest thing. So I definitely say like procrastination is like.
And speaking on that, like I feel like that happens a lot. Like people like just kind of stash stuff in the vault and then they show it to people.
Hell,
and they're
like,
dude, this is so hard. And then like, you know, like your favorite song is probably sitting in your favorite rapper's folder right now.
I feel like as a creator, you know what I mean? Anything, like you know what I'm saying?
It. But like you said, put it out because like there's got to be an audience somewhere for it.
Exactly.
Might not be the biggest audience, but
people like it.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. You can
either way, whatever anyone puts out, people are gonna get hate and they're gonna get love.
Yeah. Hey,
no matter what song it is.
I said it in a song. I'm like, they might hate, but they're listening to the song, brother.
Yep.
You did listen.
You click play on this bitch.
That's all I care about, to be honest.
I got the stream.
As long as you listen.
Yeah, I got the stream.
I got the stream.
Like, if you like it, cool. If you hate it, sick.
Right. It's just like Dilla. We're not going to do that. It was like, I still cracked. Okay. I still crack.
Hey, Dick Small, still hit. Shit, I feel you.
Still
that's
crack.
Funny. That is what that's like, though. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
If you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why?
That's so hard.
And who would you want to produce it?
Ooh.
Ooh, now you just did a problem right there. Ooh, shit. Nah, oh yeah, my bad.
You're good.
Definitely, I think I'll probably say yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh,
for
Kanye?
Sure. Kanye for sure. Kanye for sure. Kanye or honestly, Big Sean. Big
Ooh,
Sean. Kanye or Big Sean.
Haven't heard much Big Sean.
Kanye, Big Sean, or I'll even say Drizzy. But like,
I mean. That's you're set for life.
You know what I'm saying? Game. No, not even that. I'm talking about, like, from the artist standpoint. Like, those were, like, three people, like, who, like, immediately, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I feel you.
Definitely, like, just, like, you know what I'm saying? Stared me and, like, influenced me as far as, like, you know, what I grew up in, what made me want to start rapping. Like, those albums, as far as, like, from a rap standpoint, lyrical standpoint, hell yeah.
Yeah.
100%. And for producing it, I definitely say.
Oh yeah,
it.
Who's yours?
What you got?
No, if he would do a collab album, I would say him and Uzi collab.
Ooh.
By the way,
we didn't get to really introduce.
I would say Uzi too, because I'm a big Uzi fan.
We didn't get to really introduce, bro.
Yeah,
so
nah. This is my manager, D1 Day. You know what I'm saying? This is my best friend. Not just my best friend, it's my manager. Right hand man, bro. He does it all, bro. Like, everything that you see as far as, like, performances and, like, you know, promotion standpoint, that's all been him.
That's all you?
Yeah.
Type shit. Yeah.
Even with the...
I feel you.
Even with the fashion show, he when I opened up for the Michigan Fashion Show, Michigan Fashion Week, he set that up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's so dope.
He had that. He was just conversations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All it takes is a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Man.
That is dope.
You know what I'm saying? That was my first paid gig. That was my first paid gig ever. And you know what I'm saying? That was dope. That was really a great experience.
Yeah.
Was that so shout out to Michigan Fashion
Week. How many times have you performed? You performed quite a bit.
Yeah, I say quite a bit now. Now it's definitely like a lot of progression since then. And since my first performance, obviously, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
So, I've definitely gotten a lot more comfortable now performing.
Any upcoming shows that people might want
to
know about?
Honestly, I'm about to do more showcases. I did two showcases with Put Your City On. Shout out to Put Your City On. Those were dope. The first time I did it, I placed and they had the finals in Chicago. So I didn't go because I had a lot of shit going on back then. And then I went back this year and they did the same type of thing. And then I placed again. And then I actually went to Chicago this time. And you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's cool.
We did our thing.
That's dope. Yeah.
That was lit.
Chicago was a vibe.
Chicago was definitely a vibe. Or was it Chicago? It was like, I forgot. Oh, Joliet.
So Joliet,
probably like 2 hours or some shit.
It's Chicago.
All right, my personal favorite question. 5 dinner guests, dead or alive. Does not have to be artist or any musicians. Can be anyone.
It could be a comedian. Five it could be your grandmother. Guests. It could be Jesus. Five it could be a whale. Oh, no one's an animal yet.
Like Curious George.
like your dog.
You can shit. Oh, don't say that because like, I really have a good one. I say Kanye is definitely one of them. Kanye is definitely one of them.
What form of Kanye? Like early 2000s? Like, give me like an album. Hard. Like an album.
That's hard.
Give me like one of his albums.
Oh,
like that type of Kanye.
Hey, I'll be honest. I want him right now.
Like, I low-key want him right now. Just, I want to see what's like, you know what I'm saying? I want to have a conversation with Kanye.
Kanye West's
like,
arrogant ass is coming to my dinner. I need him to be like
any form of Kanye,
now.
I would have taken, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. As far as, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the music standpoint.
I mean, I was going to say, there's, like, Kanye, there's Jesus, there's Yeezy.
He's a genius.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, you got to give the man his credit. But, like, he's
a genius.
Yeah,
he's
like,
a genius.
From the first one, bro, like, I've been a Kanye fan. Like, he's right. Honestly, like, bro, like, him and Big Sean for me, and like I even say like Eminem because like that was like the first rap like
just a Michigan
was like,
staple.
Yeah,
too,
you know what I'm saying.
How do you feel about his new song, Houdini?
It was.
It's Eminem.
It's Eminem. You know what I'm saying? It's Eminem. I don't think it's bad, but like I think like all the hate that he's getting for it is stupid.
Listen,
I personally hate
because he's
number
doing
2 in the country.
I personally think it's cool. I think it's cool for M because like, did you watch the video?
Right. Yeah.
The video makes the song a lot better.
Exactly. That's what it was
for
me.
Stream
that's what I. Right.
Yeah,
I'm not playing
it. I played it in the car the other day.
But the music video, I'm watching that shit 4, 5, 6 times right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that music video, Slim Shady music video.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you got Slim Shady in that bitch, bro.
Oh,
yes.
It was so dope.
Yes, bro.
Hey, I like
he wins every time.
So we got Ye at the table.
Yeah. So it's gonna be entertaining, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, now we talking about it. Eminem, bro. Slim. That nigga Eminem is hilarious.
What Eminem? Marshall Mathers Eminem?
Nah, I'm
like
scared.
Chilling right now.
I'm scared of Slim Shady.
He would end up fucking
Kanye right now, and then Slim.
Hell no, that nigga gonna kill everybody
gonna
in this bitch.
Eminem gonna hit somebody, bro. He would punch Kanye.
I take her and Eminem.
All right, you got them too.
Definitely. Shit. Zendaya. Zendaya. And not it's just because like, bro, like I would have like so much questions to ask her, bro. Cause like it's like it's
about what,
bro? It's just like, bro. Cause think about it, bro. Like I'm one of those, like, I'm a hard, is it Gen Z?
Okay, yeah.
I'm a hard Gen Zer, but I'm not like, I don't really claim us for real. You know what I'm saying? But like, I claim our cartoons and our childhood. That's what I claim.
So is that why you would have questions for?
Yeah,
what
bro.
What questions
like, you,
would
bro,
you have?
Because like,
I think you,
shake it up. Like,
I think
how
you got a crush? No, I think you.
I mean, everybody got a crush on Zendaya, bro. But like, no, not even that, bro. I just, she's like definitely like one of those celebrities you just want to meet, bro.
From our generation, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Denzel Washington too. He got to be at the table. Denzel
got
to
so
be
got
at the table.
Zendaya, Denzel, Kanye, yep. And Eminem.
I don't even know if Denzel would even agree
he
to
said
this.
Current.
I don't even know if Denzel would even agree to this. But
that's a good answer too.
These are rough drafts, bro. I have to really sit here and think, but I'm not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying?
Type shit.
But yeah.
Final one.
Hey, Chris Breezy, bro. Chris Breezy.
Chris Breezy.
Or you can swap. You can swap Zendaya. No, not the only girls. I should have added more girls, bro. It's just like us.
I mean, everyone.
What's dinner? We having a business.
What y'all eating?
Right?
Yeah, what are you eating?
Shit. Well, then that kind of determines what kind of dinner this is.
No, it doesn't. It's whatever you want.
Yeah. What are you eating?
What am I eating?
What are you bringing to the table for them? You wouldn't be the one cooking it, but.
But it's up to you.
Yeah. I mean, shit.
It's your dinner. If they turn it down, they turn it down. That's not your fault. It's what you want.
Right. I mean, shoot. Honestly, bro. Bacon cheese, bro. You can't go wrong with bacon cheese unless somebody fuck your shit up.
Type shit.
Bacon cheese, bro. Bacon cheese.
Okay.
Bacon cheese. Oh, fuck that. Hell nah. Bacon cheese burger. And some chili cheese fries. Hell's yes.
I'm not a big chili cheese guy.
Nope.
From Coney, bro.
But
from Coney.
I can get down with the burger.
From the Coney or Six Mile.
Oh, you got the spot?
6 Mile, bro. The L George is on 6 Mile, bro.
Okay. Type shit.
L George is on 6 Mile.
One day. Yeah, eventually.
Yes, bro.
No.
I don't really be on 6 Mile to be
honest. I was about to say. Honestly, bro, y'all probably.
We'll go with y'all.
I'm not gonna lie. Y'all probably be straight, bro. I'm not gonna be the one to encourage y'all, but like, I'm not gonna be the one to encourage y'all, but like,
some people
just like it. Just depends on how you go.
I appreciate you. We are never going.
No, I feel like it just depends on how you go.
Yeah, I feel you.
It just depends on how you go.
We're there to get some chili cheese fries. That's
right.
That's all I'm doing.
They got the best chicken. They got the best chicken quesadillas from any Coney too in the city.
Okay.
Unless you're talking about the, I think it's a Lou's Coney Island on the east side. They got corned beef quesadillas, my nigga, bro. That is a must try.
That sounds good.
That is a must try.
I've never.
That is a must. Corned beef quesadillas.
You don't like chili cheese fries?
I'm not the biggest chili cheese fry guy.
It's a one.
The Lafayette chili cheese fries straight too.
Who are your personal favorite top five artists of all time? That can be alive, dead, don't matter. Any genre as well.
For sure. Kanye definitely in there. Kanye, Chris Brown.
Just the dinner table.
Yep. Chris Brown. I believe it or not, bro. And if you ask me, I wouldn't even be able to name you five songs. But if you played the song, I literally start singing the words. Like any songs, I literally start singing the words. Coldplay is, bro, because I grew up listening. My sister was really big into like alternative soft rock and shit like that. Paramore,
yeah,
and like alternative rock and shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And even just rock in general, like Fall Out Boy and all that shit,
classic.
So like, you know what I'm saying? So I grew up listening to that shit back then. I wasn't really fucking with it, but like getting older, you like, bro, them shit's bangers, bro. Yeah. Like them shit's hits. Hard, bro. It hits, bro. So
you're
it's like, 20 bro.
Years later and it's
yeah, bro.
Like,
so I'm like, bro. Like I definitely want to collab with. Like I would definitely want to collab with at least Chris Martin, bro.
Yeah,
like, that's
that'd be cool.
He's a goat to me. Definitely a goat.
Yeah, that'd be cool
for sure. So yeah, Coldplay, Kanye, and Chris Brown. Big Sean, for okay. sure. For sure. Uzi.
All right. Those are good answers.
Uzi's could throw like a six in there, Kendrick, Drake, and Cole, like they definitely in there for sure.
Big three.
Definitely in there.
The big three.
They
big
definitely three. In there. But it's like when you talking about mine, yeah
it's only sure. Big D and there's video proof. For that was sure.
crazy. I can't believe he said that.
That was so hot.
When he say shit like that, yeah. It makes you think he put it out on purpose. Yeah, like, sure. And it's like, bro, like that was the most Drake thing ever, bro. Like,
that's the most rapper shit I've ever seen. I love Drake,
but that nigga was like,
he posted a video of his big ass dick. That's not
why you say it like that,
bro. Tell me that's not the most rapper shit you ever seen before in your life.
You see the video?
That's crazy. No, I didn't see the video, but I'm saying like, and then he says it's only Big D and there's video proof. That's rapper as shit.
Nah, bro. I can't. Nah. That was.
It was a bar.
It was light skin. It was light skin.
Light skin as fuck. It was. That's. I thought it was a bar. I thought it was a nice bar. It was just funny. I just couldn't believe he said it. That was definitely like a troll shit, bro. He trolled Kendrick the whole time.
Like when he was like, shake your ass for Drake. Now shake that ass for free.
I'll never listen to that song ever.
No, and the Sexy Red song. And the Family Matters one. He said that.
Oh, yeah. I've been talking about
the Family Matters.
No, not the other one.
You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah. Tell him how's we go together.
He rapped on BBO Drizzy on that song. He rapped on BBO Drizzy. That's the only part I like.
We go together. That shit was catchy.
Nah, I can't do it.
I fuck with Glorilla.
No, Glow really actually hard. Dude,
Lotto. Get him, Glow.
Oh, Lotto's too. Nice. She bad as fuck, too.
Get him, Glow.
She bad as fuck.
We're at, like, or, like, the peak of, like, women rapping, I feel like.
Nah.
And sports.
No, like, at an all-time.
From a popularity standpoint, I would definitely say yes.
They're kind of rough. Like,
but
Megan Thee
I feel like I from a skill standpoint, fuck.
Nah.
I won't even say fuck no, because some of these some of them really be spitting.
Sure. I'm just saying I think there's like more to choose from now than
to be honest, I definitely think like Lauryn Hill and Nicki Minaj, you put them in any generation, bro, they killing every single female rapper, bro.
I fuck
like
Doja Cat.
Nicki is...
Yeah. Oh, Nikki's. There's no argument.
Bro, she is disgusting. Yeah, Nikki's sick. Nobody's. Bro, she's killing most niggas.
That's LeBron James.
She's killing your favorite rappers, honestly. Bro, like you talk, especially you talking about prime Nikki. Roman's
you
Revenge.
You talking about icons
with Eminem? For you to hold your own with Eminem is crazy.
Yeah, that is kind of wild. And Nikki can. Like Nikki can hold her
it's
own against
crazy.
Whoever.
Crazy. I've never seen that. Like, the only person I've seen that from was Wayne.
Wayne, like that.
He's the only person I've seen hold their own. And I still think Shady kind of, like, you know what I'm saying, did his thing. He's, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if you hop on a song with M, bro, you just got to take your...
forever?
Take your L.
Come on. You just got to take your L. You just got to, like, politely, respectfully, though.
Who's got the best verse on Forever?
Oh, my God.
We all know that, bro.
That's not an argument.
It's not an argument. You got to... Who's the second best verse, though, Forever? That's the question.
There's
who's
not
the
an
second
argument
best
there,
verse?
Too, in my opinion. Well, I think
for
everyone
one is
can...
M, bro. Yeah, one is they knew that. That's why they put him last. Bro, all of them had to... Some niggas had to rewrite their verses.
We know who that was.
Rewrite their verses, bro. Like a solid hook in that song. Bro, I think Drake was underrated, though. I think Drake was underrated, though. But he still had... When you think about it, he still had the third best.
Yeah.
Like, but he was underrated, though. Like, he was
Wayne's the second best verse. Kanye had the worst verse.
Everyone did their...
Bro, no! Bro, Kanye did not have the worst verse. That's crazy.
I used to want this thing forever. Y'all could have it back.
Bro, but like, you gotta think. You gotta think. Bro, you got
his life until that bitch came. No.
Bro. If you think about the anomaly and the metaphor that means, I stuck my dick inside. Bro, come on. Come on, bro. Like, hold on, bro. Because you really go back.
But it's not better than Wayne.
The whole lie.
It's not better than last name ever. First name greatest. Like a sprained ankle, boy. I ain't nothing to
I'm
play
not
with.
Mad at you. I'm not mad at you, but like.
And you can't put it against Wayne's verse was cold.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, he just spit though. Cause that's a good way to put it. That's a good
Kanye went crazy though. Kanye went crazy.
He was just chilling. It was a good. It's not. It wasn't bad. No one had a bad verse. They were all dope ass verses. Just Kanye had the worst one.
And we don't ball off all like the ball teams. Come on, bro.
So I can make it rain all spring.
So I can make it rain all spring. Like, come on.
Yeah,
Logic bars. Oh, don't do that. Don't compare Kanye to Logic. You can't compare Kanye. You can't compare Kanye to Logic ever. Hey. And that's nothing to knock Logic, because that incredible story Logic was like that.
That sounds like something Logic would say, though.
But like, you can't compare Logic.
No, so Kanye, you can't. Logic. But that part he said, that did sound like some Logic shit. Right, I'm not gonna lie. I fuck with Logic. Logic is clean. Right?
Yeah. I have a few Logic songs.
Yeah.
I don't hate Logic. I don't hate Logic either, bro. Honestly, bro, he's definitely an underrated rapper, bro. Like, when you're talking about, like, rapper, like, ribbity rap type shit, lyrical. Yeah, he's definitely that. Like that. He's definitely him.
For sure.
He's definitely him.
The
Incredible Story Logic was probably, like, you know, the one when they're all in the spaceship. That was, like, prime.
That album's dope.
That's a good album.
That was, I was younger, but, like, he was killing it back then. Like,
bro, he told a story about how he went to his label and was like, I want to drop an album, like, dedicated to space. And they were like, the fuck are you talking about?
High as fuck. Sometimes I think he was on some other shit, but, like, that made him rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of rappers.
Is he retired? Is he done?
Retired, like, 3 times, and then he was like, I'm back. I'm dropping another album on some Logic shit. Still good. He did some Logic shit.
Well, DDG is weird.
He does do DDG. He does. No, shout out DDG, though. He is from Michigan, Pontiac. Yeah.
Do you put him in, like, is he, like, I look at him as a YouTube rapper, though.
Yeah.
Like, I can't put him in the, like, Joyner Lucas. Well, that's a YouTube rapper. I just look at him
as a content creator. No, because he's actually doing, some of his songs are actually decent. That's better. DDG, some of his songs are decent, bro. Yeah. I fuck with DDG.
Yeah.
I fuck with DDG.
Because he was so good at YouTube, even though, like, he doesn't have music that you
made,
like, he got something.
No, he's got some heat.
That song that Elon Musk like song with Gunna.
Oh no, that's Gunna.
He said that's all Gunna.
Yeah, that's Gunna.
No, the DDG song with Gunna.
No, bro, like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, DDG on features. I will take DDG on features, bro. DDG on features walks. DDG on features walks, bro. I fuck with DDG on features. Hell yeah, I would do a song with DDG.
Yeah,
what's it?
I would do a song with DDG.
I think it's called 9 Lives. With Polo G and NLE Choppa.
Okay. And DDG?
I'm gonna come up with my own acronym.
I'll fuck with him. Yeah.
I'm gonna come up with my own acronym for DDG. when I beat him up, it's gonna be like my own acronym for his name. I don't know what DDG stands for.
I don't know either.
It's gonna be my initials, right? I want to say that.
Probably.
It's got to be, like, so.
His original name is Pontiac Made.
I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking probably some Pontiac shit, because Pontiac is like a whole different world over there.
Yeah. Bro.
They're literally their own. Yeah, they're literally like their own shit. Not even their own shit, but like they,
damn.
Pontiac.
They like don't associate like with like.
I won't even say they don't associate. It's just like I think people sometimes forget that Pontiac is like a, you know what I'm saying? Pontiac is still valid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, still, people go there.
Hey, Pontiac rap is still valid.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, Pontiac. Contraband, bro. Shout out Contraband. I met him. I think I met him at, like, a showcase or something.
I think he was supposed to come on an episode one time.
Bro, he's a solid rapper, bro. Solid dude, bro. He's really dope, bro. I fuck with Contraband. He's definitely on the come up for sure. For sure. We'll I definitely do a song with Contraband, bro. He's definitely.
Like, I've reached out to him before.
Yeah, bro. He maybe. Definitely sound like, the bro. Name like, sounds familiar. Definitely on his own shit, though. But, like, he. Bro, like, hell yeah. He's hard, bro. He's Contraband is hard, bro.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Contraband.
If you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life.
Graduation.
Oh, shit. There we go.
Graduation.
Straight to the next one. You got a gun to your head. You got to sing every lyric to a song. In order to stay alive, what song would that be?
Small Potatoes.
Huh?
Small Potatoes.
Bye.
Don't laugh at me. But the Small Potatoes theme song, bro.
I don't know what that is.
Y'all never seen Small Potatoes? Well, I got nieces and nephews, so like, I watch Small Potatoes with them.
Yeah, that shit. I don't know that.
Shoot, y'all know about Small Potatoes? The show? Yeah, you know the theme song?
A little bit.
Yeah, potatoes, small potatoes, small potatoes. Out? Yeah, that's that Ooh, shit, bro.
Good nice catch. The camera.
Nice catch. It'd be like that. It'd be like that. No, small potatoes. Small potatoes for sure.
Say that's
nah.
Crazy.
Nah, but nah. Theme song. Nah. But like on a real note, fourth quarter, Big Sean. Big okay. Sean, fair fourth answer. Quarter. Yeah. Hell yeah.
You like Sacrifices by Big Sean?
Yeah, that whole album is underrated to me, bro.
Oh, that song's so hard.
Bro, that I Decided is so underrated to me, bro. That was really, bro. Even though my favorite Big Sean album is Dark Sky Paradise, but I Decided is really underrated, bro. Like, I feel like all the features came crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that was some of his best rapping and storytelling as far as, like.
Big Sean dropped that one song like a few months ago.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
You think he's like teasing like a project or something?
I hope so.
He hasn't dropped a lot of music.
I hope
lately.
So, bro. I really do. I really do. Sean, man. I hope so. He's been
that long, though.
If there was like one of my dream like people to meet, he's the first one.
Yeah.
He's the first one. Just because like his music, bro, I was listening to his. That was like the first like rap that I feel like I really like, you know,
gravitated
like,
to or like
not even rap to but like with. Related to, bro. Yeah. Like when you're talking about like just like shit that you growing up to, like even that Hall of Fame shit and like that Finally Famous, even though I'm not famous yet, but like it was like he was like speaking like for people who's like shit, like this is what it feels like, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't know, like He definitely, like, I definitely relate to a lot of his music, especially that Dark Sky Paradise shit. That shit is as real as it gets, bro. That shit was so relatable.
That album is
so awesome. Relatable to me.
What, 10 years from now, what do you picture for yourself? Where are you hoping to be? What are you hoping to be doing? Like, other ventures maybe, you know, branching out and just more than your artistry and music?
Definitely, I expect myself to be, like, most definitely, like, well-respected.
Nothing again. We just hear
No, I just want my staple in the game. I definitely want my staple in the game, bro. Like, there's nothing more than that. I definitely want the influence. Not just that. It's just, like, I love making music, bro. Like, everything that goes into it, the artistry, the process. Like, there's nothing bigger to me about music. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like definitely having my mark in the game. I love to go into fashion. Really deep into fashion, and eventually I wanna go into acting, bro. But definitely music is. I definitely want to take care of music first. Like that's like, to be like, to at least get the nod or like you know from people that I looked up to, or like you know what I'm saying, or like just like having people who care about my music. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just like the fact like we was talking about this earlier. It was like just somebody coming up to you and say, hey, bro, like, I fuck with your music. It could be anything. Like, hey, I fuck with your music, or your music got me through this situation, or I felt you when you said this one bar. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, like, just any type of, like, you know.
Positive feedback.
You know what I'm saying? That shit does something to any type of artist. Whether you make music or.
You can make our day.
Like, anything, bro. Like, music.
A repost
art.
Is free.
They can make our day.
You know what I'm saying?
Just hit us up and say, yo, that song was cool.
Happy. You know what I'm
Appreciate
saying?
You.
Right.
But, like, yeah, bro.
For real.
Oh, yeah. I think that was really well said.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, no, I do want to thank you for coming on, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Anytime. We had a good one.
Lil Lab, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Live, Love, Lab 1.5 on all platforms, everything.
All the links will be in the description for them.
Thank you.
Go check it out.
Yes, sir.
You got anything?
Nah, this was a fun one.
Yeah, this was.
We talked about sports a lot, got a lot of your music stuff in there. Yeah, it was a good episode.
This was a really good
episode. Thank you guys for having me, bro.
Of course.
Appreciate you coming on.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
For sure.
Everything for them would be down below. You know, any socials or Live Love.
Live Love Leb. Yeah,
1.5. It's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it is.
That'll be down below. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Nice meeting you.
For real.
Nice meeting you too. Best of luck in the future, for real.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, let's work soon, bro. Let's definitely work soon.
We can cook up. I got beats.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what I was talking about. You said you made beats, so I was like,
I can show you the vault after this and see.
Hell yeah, let's get on it. Let's get on it.
Hell yeah. Well, with that being said, like, comment, subscribe. All the stuff will be in the description. We'll see you guys next Sunday, I believe.
Maybe.
Potentially.
We might have a break. Sorry. I'll be on holiday vacation. Weekend. I'll be on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can't film.
With that being said, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you guys. Peace out.
Wee-woo.